USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
ICE agents reportedly ready to deport illegal aliens with criminal records today. Illegals in 10 cities targeted, including New York and Atlanta. President Trump has been promising to do this since the 2016 campaign. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
People come into our country illegally. We're taking them out legally. It's very simple.
President Trump says the immigration raids that are expected to be getting underway today in 10 U.S. cities are designed to target illegal immigrants who already have final deportation orders.
Tropical Storm Barry heading north to Arkansas. David Lewis with Entergy, the power company in the state.
What we're doing right now is just waiting for the storm to make its appearance, and we'll find out after it's passed through how much damage we have, if any, that we have to deal with, and then we will certainly deal with it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
More now on our top story. ICE agents set to deport illegals with criminal records. Acting Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, a guest on ABC's This Week program with host Jonathan Carl.
It shows how far we've fallen that it's even news that ICE is doing its job. This is their job every day.
The U.S. Coast Guard in action, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The heart-pounding video shows the U.S. Coast Guard service member jumping on the ship in the Eastern Pacific, traveling at an estimated 40 knots. He pounded on the hatch until one of the drug smugglers opened it. Nathan Jones of the DEA.
They're going to find any means necessary, any weak point, any chink in our armor to move these drugs into the United States. Because, again, we pay the most, and we are large consumers of this. So they're going to do whatever they can to get it in here.
The ship contained 933 pounds of illegal drugs, including cocaine, valued at $569 million. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In New York City, lights out in Midtown Manhattan for about 5 hours Saturday night because of a transformer fire. Broadway shows letting out early and J-Lo cutting short her concert at Madison Square Garden.
Hi, guys. So we're backstage. They just told me to get off stage.
J-Lo addressing her fans on social media.
They're asking everybody to evacuate.
The blackout, remarkably, on the 42nd anniversary of the widespread New York City big blackout back in 1977. Islamic terrorists claiming responsibility for a hotel bombing in Mogadishu. USA Radio's John Hunt with details.
Islamic extremists blew up the gate of a Somali hotel with a car bomb and took over the building for more than 14 hours, leaving 26 people dead before Somali forces who besieged the hotel killed the attackers. The victims included a prominent Canadian journalist. Three Kenyans, three Tanzanians, two Americans, and a Brit were among the dead, according to Ahmed Madrobi, the president of Jubalan Regional State, which controls Kismayo. 56 people, including two Chinese, were injured in the hotel attack. Somalia's Islamic extremist rebels, Al-Shabaab, claimed responsibility for the attack. Al-Shabaab, which is allied to Al-Qaeda, often uses car bombs to infiltrate heavily fortified targets like the hotel in Kismayo, which had been relatively quiet in recent years. The attack is a blow to the Somalian government's effort to hold nationwide one-person, one-vote elections starting next year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.